This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What is the one thing everyone in Michigan should do, should experience at least once? Michigan Radio social media producer Kimberly Springer has sent us all out to ask that very question of you, the listeners of Michigan Radio, and just about anyone else she can snag.
Mackinac Island. That would be something you would have to do.
Oh, Isle Royale, of course.
Traverse City, you got to do at least one sporting event in Detroit.
To go paddle boarding at the Arb.
Visit the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Traverse City, Petoskey, and the Michigan beaches.
And she is with us now, Kimberly Springer, to present what might argue is the ultimate Michigan bucket list. Now, how many must-do items are on this list?
We have 70 of them. There were some repeats, so we combined them. And then we did have, you know, restaurants that people liked, but we couldn't really put those on the list.
Right. So they're ranked. Are they ranked by how many people suggested them, or just how they came in, or just because?
Only Sleeping Bear Dunes, which people kept saying is at number one.
So that
but
is not a surprise.
Right. Otherwise, there's no ranking.
So number one, Sleeping Bear Dunes. And I love your number two, Red Pop, because it is such a Michigan thing.
And it was one of the only, you know, things that people mentioned. So.
Were there common themes among these must-do things and places?
People really love Michigan's nature and outdoors activities. You know, the UP, Sleeping Bear Dunes, like we mentioned. I also thought it was interesting that people had particular scenic drives that they liked. One person mentioned M22. Somebody else mentioned a tunnel of trees in Harbor Springs. So I thought that was just really just graphic.
Yeah, I noticed someone said bike, very specific, bike along a bluff overlooking Lake Michigan and M119. Mm-hmm. So they certainly know that. I also got the sense that food. Food and drink,
yes.
A big part of our Michigan bucket list.
Yes. Ice cream, waffle cones. One that I thought was really interesting was the cheeseburger in Caseville Fest,
honey,
which I had never heard of, and now I want to go to.
I've been, and it's August 14th to the 23rd. It's coming up, the 17th annual Cheeseburger in Caseville Festival. It's so fun. And, you know, Jimmy Buffett fans flock, people who love cheeseburgers flock, people who love Lake Huron, there it is right there for you. It is a lot of fun, and it runs for a while, too. So from the 14th to the 23rd, you can certainly go, and you can eat a lot of great burgers.
Get your fill of cheeseburgers while you're wearing your Margaritaville shirt.
You got it, and you will see that. Totally, totally fun. I also noticed experiences and places to go. Someone commented that you should go to the Gwen Frostick studio in Benzonia, and I remember being there. Now, she's passed away a number of years ago, but that studio is so fascinating, built very, very much to be a part of nature, which is, of course, what her famous prints were about, too. And so that's kind of I was happy to see her name make it, because
yeah,
she is quite one of our artistic treasures.
And when we talked about it, you said, you've probably seen her work. And then when I looked, I was like, right. That,
yes.
I didn't know her name.
That Gwen Frostick.
Yeah.
I have to say, personally, I was pleased to see someone nominated the Corktown Detroit Celebration held the Sunday before St. Patrick's Day, because it is fun. I actually emcee the parade that goes along on Michigan Avenue, but there's also the run, the fun run. And you haven't lived until you've seen people bare-chested in 25-degree Michigan winter doing their run, because they're all stoked up for St. Patrick's Day. Also, I was so happy to see so much about canoeing, because we grew up on canoeing on the Manistee River, and I see all kinds of options that people offer for great canoeing experiences.
You know, it's not just in one particular area. It covers several counties.
Now, where can people find the full list of awesome things to do?
We will have the list at michiganradio.org, and you can also contribute your experiences in our comment section.
We'll be looking for those, because there are plenty of gems that keep you really busy for quite a long time. Kimberly Springer, of course, Michigan Radio's social media producer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.